Hola, compañeros. ¿Cómo están?
To give you a sense of how important Mexican farm workers are to the Vermont dairy economy, consider that twice a year, the Mexican government comes to a Vermont farm community to help hundreds of its citizens with financial and legal advice and to issue government IDs. About 140 mostly undocumented workers turned out at a church meeting hall on a Saturday to share a warm meal with friends and to meet with their government officials. Jose Aguilar had come over from New Hampshire to renew his passport. Our interpreter asks him a question.
When do you want to head home?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because I will be late today.
Aguilar, who likes to practice his English, jokes that he can't leave for Mexico right away because there's a long line to get his passport renewed. But he's not going home. And ask him why he's in New England, and he gives you the same answer as everyone else here.
I work in the farm with the cows, working. I'm working hard.
Aguilar slips back to Spanish as he talks about how living conditions for his family in Mexico, their housing, even their basic nutrition, has improved with the remittances he sends home.
Yes, the sacrifice is worth it because here we can achieve what we could never achieve in Mexico.
So the work is steady, the pay helps their families, but most of the farm workers say the stress of living while undocumented has increased over the last year. Felipe works on a large dairy farm with about a dozen other Mexicans in western Vermont.
Yes, because with Trump's immigration laws, one walks around with a bit more fear and is a bit more nervous to leave the house and go out.
Chronic stress and anxiety definitely has a direct correlation to poor health outcomes.
Julia Doucette is a nurse with the Open Door Health Clinic in Middlebury, and she's here at the mobile consulate to offer free health screenings for the farm workers. Doucette says the clinic recently surveyed about 100 migrant workers to gauge their current level of stress over the past year.
And we found that pretty much 80% of the people that we interviewed felt either more scared or a lot more scared, more anxious or a lot more anxious about going out in public places and doing social events. And they were somewhat more scared to leave the farm to access health care as well.
All right, well, I can show you what the problem is.
All right.
On a farm with sweeping views of the Adirondacks to the west and the Green Mountains to the east, dairy farmer Rob Hunt is focused on a broken piece of machinery. But he's also concerned about the future of his workforce.
For me, I work with these guys every day. And, you know, I know where they're from. I know how many kids they have. I know a lot about them. So I'm concerned about, you know, what happens to them, their safety and security. But also, if they swoop in and clean out my workforce, my wife and I can't run this place by ourselves. So the concern is real.
Hunt says the best solution would be some sort of guest worker program that would allow people to be here legally. He says he pays his workers as much or more than Americans, if you include the housing, TV, utilities, and transportation he provides. But he can't find U.S. workers.
There's always a shortage of American labor on farms. You know, our day starts at 2:30 in the morning. And that eliminates about 75% of the American population right there.
Add the fact cows have to be milked 365 days a year in conditions that are often hot, cold, muddy, or smelly.
And that pretty much eliminates the last 5% of the American population.
Jose Aguilar, who's been waiting for his new passport at the Middlebury Mobile Consulate, agrees.
It's hard because sometimes we need to work in the night. And it's kind of, some Americans, they can do that. It's a lot of hours, like 12, 14 a day. Sometimes you have day off. Yeah, I think they can do it for a few days, but after that, they won't be broke up. So that's funny, but is it true? Yeah.
Aguilar, like farmer Rob Hunt, would also like to see Mexican workers be able to come here under a guest worker permit. That way, he could travel back and forth to Mexico without concern to see his family. He says if he could talk to people making the immigration laws, he would tell them that most immigrants are not criminals or bad people. They just want the opportunity to support a family and live a normal life. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon in Middlebury, Vermont.